Hello and welcome to the Existentialist Podcast, the home for interesting short topics related to medicine, current events, literature, and poetry. This is Donald Harvey Marks, a believer in reason, ethics, and social justice. I am a third-generation veteran, physician-scientist, inventor, and writer of medical fiction under the pen name Dmitry Markov. Most of the topics I present in the Existentialist Podcast are chosen from my personal writings, essays by me or among my favorites, fiction books, and poetry. I also include readings from important literature, including Shakespeare, along with helpful introductory contextual information. You can find a lot of information about me on my personal blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com, which you can find by Googling personal blog for Donald Harvey Marks. In addition to almost all of the articles I have written, you will also find on my blog my list of favorite books and movies, my bio, blog sites that I follow, and useful links. You can contact me directly using Telegram Messenger at DH Marks. And now to the podcast, The Existentialist. The Curious Case of Deepfakes, When Seeing is Not Believing, The Insidious Destruction of Public Trust. Deepfakes are information such as videos, pictures, and voice recordings that are not real, never happened in real life, yet that appear real. Deepfakes are, in my opinion, severe emerging threats to our society, undermining the accepted concept that seeing is believing. Here is what you need to know. How would you like to see Tom Cruise as Iron Man replacing Robert Downey Jr.? Imagine the scene. Jarvis is taking orders from Ethan Hunt instead of Sherlock Holmes. If you are a fan of Mr. Tom Cruise, you might like the idea very much, but you know the reality. You are bound to watch Robert Downey Jr. flying in his iron suit. Even Dr. Strange might not be able to change this. Wait, hold on a minute. This might all be possible in a way. Yes, you can enjoy Tom Cruise in a red iron shield blasting beams from his hands. We actually have a better wizard than Doc Strange to change this for you. This real-life wizard is called deepfake technology. Actually, there are already videos on the internet that turn Tom Cruise into the richest Avenger. Just go check it out. But before that, let me present you with the curious case of deepfakes. What is a deepfake? In general, deepfakes are information such as videos that are not real, never happened in real life, yet that look real. In the age of modern technology and artificial intelligence, reality can often be deceiving, confusing, disappointing. You might see things that you would never believe or expect to happen. Deepfakes are just another relatively new addition to this world of being fake, more like the latest generation Photoshop products. Technically, deepfakes refer to a fake video, audio, photos that are mischief works of artificial intelligence. The deep part comes from deep learning, a branch of AI. There is a growing branch of software to make these deep fake contents. The most prominent and renowned examples of deep fake technology is deceiving videos of celebrities, politicians speaking and doing things that they would never normally say or do. In this case, using deepfake technologies, faces can be swapped with different persons. The voices are doctored in a technical way that are as similar to the real ones. How are they made? Deepfakes can be a serious and complicated process, and an amateur tech geek is generally not enabled or empowered to produce convincing deepfake contents. But the process is becoming more widely available, automated, and convincing. Most of the deepfakes rely on Generative Adversarial Networks, also known as GAN. GAN create two machine learning models that work on generating fake images and videos based on the real person's authentic data. By encoding and decoding these data, the AI algorithms render the final result. The dilemma of deepfakes. The aforementioned example of Tom Cruise being Tony Stark brings no harm to our society. It's just an excellent way to get entertained by virtue of modern technology. But there is the other side of the coin, too. Just imagine, while stumbling upon social media, you get to see the newly elected U.S. President Biden discussing imposing a new ban on U.S. visas for all kinds of Middle East citizens. Well, if you are a person of political intellect, you might not want to believe this video at first glance. Think about cross-checking. But there are many people, a lot of the audience out there, who would take the video for granted without thinking further. Or another video pops up on your social feed, which is Greta Thunberg praising a famous consumer brand that has a lot to do with world carbon emission. You might feel like it too, Greta. While the contents of these videos may have nothing to do with reality, they can wreak havoc in mass society. People would go wild. Things would be unstable. One U.S. senator considered deepfakes as the modern equivalent of nuclear weapons. In the old days, he said, some actor would need heavy military power to threaten the United States. But now, with the help of deepfakes, one could throw the country into tremendous crisis. It is debatable if deepfakes are really equivalent to nuclear weapons, but it's a big deal when it comes to the individual threat. For instance, making pornographic content of celebrities as well as ordinary people is another threatening possibility of deepfakes. There are examples of swapping body parts, such as heads, of celebrities with porn stars. In 2017, according to The Guardian, some Reddit users created porn clips of Gal Gadot, Taylor Swift, and Scarlett Johansson with the help of deepfake technologies. One only needs to briefly consider the vast potential harm to one's reputation, interpersonal relationships, professional position, the loss of potential value of one's artistic or financial worth, to realize the possible harms that can ensue. The U.S. elections and deepfakes. Deepfakes and fake news were considered to have had devastating effect on the U.S. election in 2020. People have seen how fake news, such as falsehoods presented in the guise of truth or parody, as in the Onion magazine, and cyber wars, can interfere with the electoral process. But fortunately, this so far has not turned into serious threats. Of course, there were deep fake videos around, but they were not influential enough to be noticed. Their effect on upcoming election cycles is yet to be determined. How to spot a deep fake? You can spot deepfake contents if you look at all media with a skeptical eye. Most of the deepfakes that arise on the internet are works of non-professional people. Deepfake videos are generally posted in low resolutions to hide the glitches inside them. Most often, the lip syncing doesn't sync precisely. The edge of the face can be seen breaking down from time to time. The eyes might not blink, although the latest products may not have this glitch. And if you look at the mouth movement while the character is talking, you might notice abnormal movements of the jaw. Of course, the more professional deepfakes are hard to spot. These might need digital forensic or more difficult technological processing. Fortunately, there are government agencies, universities, and tech firms that are working on detecting deepfakes. But as an audience, you must be careful and somewhat skeptical about everything on the internet. Think twice. Don't take for certain the authenticity of everything you see, because the seeing is believing model doesn't work in our time. Watch for what you share or tell your friends. Go to the roots, the origin of the contents. The work of the internet is not as innocent as you might think it is. As attributed to Mark Twain, it is easier to fool people than to convince them they have been fooled. The future of deepfakes. AI technology is booming, as are various deepfake technologies. There seems to be no possibility that it's going away anytime soon. Deepfakes can be used for good deeds like making films, fun, and entertaining video content. Deepfakes even help people get back their voice lost to diseases. Unfortunately, there are several ways to cause severe damage with deepfakes. With the advent of AI, deepfakes will be much more accurate, but these AI advances should increase the opportunity to battle against deepfakes too. AIs are already being used to detect deepfakes, and with time, deepfake Dr. Jekyll will be more vital of a tool to fight back its own Mr. Hyde. One promising way to combat deepfakes is the trend for all video uploaded onto the net to have embedded blockchain identification to validate the original material.